Whenever a couple comes in to my office to begin preparation for marriage, I always ask them a question. Why are you getting married? And why are you getting married in the church? And I usually get various responses, but they're usually kind of in the category of, well, because we love each other, and we want the friendship and help of one to go throughout life. Children, the joy of children, the joy of family life. And I say, absolutely, beautiful, amazing. And I ask, but could there be something more? And usually I get the hesitant, yes? Question mark? Yes? They said, yes, there is something more. You come together, yes, on the very human level of that love, of that friendship you have with one another, of the desire for family and children. But if we look at it from God's point of view, we realize that you two were brought together by God for His purposes, for His will, a mission in life that He has brought you together for. We have our first reading. Adam and Eve brought together, the first man and woman brought together by the Lord. It is His design, His will, that the man and woman not be alone, but be united together for His will and purpose. We're starting a homily series called, and so from right at the beginning of the Bible, we realize that marriage is a vocation. We've probably heard that word before. Vocation means calling. It is something you are called to. The Lord calls us to a mission, to His participation, His plan. And marriage is part of that calling, part of that plan. But if that's the case, what are married couples called to? What is their participation in the plan of God? Well, if we look to St. Paul in Ephesians 5, we realize that couples, married couples, couples that come together in the sacrament of matrimony, are to reflect to the world the sacrament, the love of Jesus for His church. I always tell couples, make an image like this to illustrate this. I said, imagine on your wedding day, you come before the altar, you make the promises together. And imagine the triangle from God to both of you. It's formed a unity that cannot be broken by anything on this earth. That unity. When you come together as one flesh, imagine there is an image or a picture frame focusing on the cross. It's right there. At the beginning of your marriage, you are a picture frame, a mirror or an image of the cross for people. Now, at first, this lens, this pane of glass, is a little hazy. It's right there. People can see, yes, there is the image of the cross behind, the love of Jesus for His church. But it's a little hazy. As you go through your married life, you can make that pane of glass clearer through acts of sacrifice, generosity, humility, and prayer. Christ loved the church and laid down His life for her. And that is what every couple that comes together in holy matrimony is an image of. Now, I think it's worth reflecting. So if couples are that pane of glass that at first is hazy, how do they become clearer? First of all, sacrifice. We see Christ on the cross and we realize that is true love. Love is not merely a feeling. It is a choice lived out each and every day. The laying down of one's life in ordinary ways and extraordinary ways. I was literally with a couple yesterday, and they were asking, how do you live out sacrificial love? So that's a great question. I said, oftentimes, it's in the mundane parts of life, of service. A husband or wife going to work for their family. Mother and father having to serve their children. Husband and wife serving one another in ordinary things of life. Laying down their life, being patient, being generous, being humble, because let's face it, we all don't have the right answer all the time, and we can get called out by our spouse. It happens each and every day. If we lay down our lives every day, that pane of glass starts to become clear. We start to see in the couple united in marriage, an image of Christ, Christ's love for his church. Christ's love for his church. But I told a couple yesterday, you know, said they kind of got an intimidated look on their face, and I said, yes, this is really hard. They'll be sacrificial every day. This is why we invite God into our marriage. God's already present to it, but we can exclude him. That triangle can be broken. We must invite Christ into our marriages and our families. Sacrifice without God is truly a burden. Sacrifice without God is truly a burden. But sacrifice with Christ is joyous and meaningful and purposeful. Jesus tells us we each must carry our cross. And we think, Lord, I can't do that alone. And he says, you're absolutely right. You can't. There are two beams of a cross. We are on one side and Christ is on the other. We must say, Lord, help me carry this. And suddenly our burden is light. The cross is able to be borne by us. And in the midst of sacrifice, in the midst of loving our wife, our husband, our children, there is joy. There is peace. And we think, Lord, I'm walking on water through your grace. But we also recognize, in the midst of all of this joy and sacrificial love, that as the Pharisees come to Jesus and say, can a man divorce his wife? Jesus says, no, God did not intend this. It was because of the hardness of your hearts that Moses gave you this commandment, this allowance, this permission. God did not intend this from the beginning. What God has joined, man must not put asunder or pull apart. If we are honest with ourselves, my brothers and sisters, we recognize that hardness of heart is still present in our world, in our families, and unfortunately, divorce and separation is a part of some of our lives. This is tough. God did not intend this. Selfishness can enter into a marriage. Abuse, violence, so many negative things can enter into our marriages and crush them. That pane of glass can be made clean, made clear. It can also be made more obscure. And this can happen with the hardness of our hearts that our Lord talks about. Yet I want to say for anyone who has felt the pain of divorce, anyone who has felt the pain of separation, of hardness of heart in your marriages, maybe right now, the Lord is with you. The Lord never leaves you. You are not alone. He is with you, reaching out a hand. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are anxious, bearing burdens that you do not think you can carry, and I will give you rest and strength. Do not think you have to carry your cross by yourself. I am with you always. This is why we pray, my friends. We pray in marriages to make that pane of glass more clean. We pray to allow the Lord to lift up our burdens, to make us joyful when all other parts of life say we should be dour and hateful. The Lord tells us we're down and out. No. The Lord says, I am King of the universe, guide of the world. I make all things new. He is the source of our hope. We are to live out our call, our vocation in this life, whatever it might be. And for all of us, there is that call to lift the cross, to carry our cross. But in the midst of that sacrifice and love, we recognize that the Lord is on the other side of the beam carrying it with us. Whatever our state in life, whatever pain, suffering we're going through, we recognize that if we invite the Lord in through prayer, He will lift us up and make all things new.